Hey, this is Eric Krasno, and you are now listening to Plus One Volume 4, a collection from my podcast. In this volume, we've collected some interviews with some of my favorite artists. I started the podcast in the beginning of the pandemic with the intention of connecting with some of my favorite artists to talk about music, culture, and what inspires them to create. You will also hear us talk a lot about how the world was affected by the pandemic as it was all happening in real time. We talk about what it was like to be locked down and how that was creating a new musical landscape that really affected how we create and appreciate art. I hope you enjoy these conversations as much as I enjoyed having them. Hey guys, this is Eric Krasno, and you are listening to the Plus One Podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and everyone that's been sharing the podcast and subscribing. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I would much appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody that's been sending messages to krasplusone@gmail.com or on Instagram. You can give us a follow at krasplusone on Instagram. And today we have a really, really special guest. Don Was is one of my absolute favorite figures in music. I say that because you can't really pinpoint him as one thing. He's just Don Was. And it's people like that that I really look up to because I've never really wanted to do just one thing. So I can really relate to him. He's a great bassist and musician and arranger, but also a great producer, an idea guy, a vibe guy. A lot of people always tell me, oh, Don Was, he's a vibe guy. And I think you'll get a sense of that during this interview. Talking with him is always enlightening for me. He's one of those guys that just drops gems all the time without really even thinking about it. And he also just knows how to bring the best out of a situation. He knows how to create the right vibe in a rehearsal or in a studio where sometimes people can feel uptight or judged. And that's not the best way to get creativity out. You have to be relaxed. You have to be comfortable. And this man really knows how to do that. I've always learned a lot every time I've spoken to him, and this interview was no different. So let's get into it. He's an amazing bassist, composer, arranger, label president, and one of the iconic producers of his generation. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome today's Plus One, Mr. Don Was. Have you been producing remotely and doing sessions?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?